Well, I mean, Tops have been nothing but a help to me ever since the first week I was starting. So I think any time I can talk to him about something, or, you know, if we're on the field and he sees something and I come off the sideline, he can tell me, and it's going to help me out. So I'm glad he's sticking around. I think he has a surgery tomorrow, though, I think. So I don't know if he's going to be traveling. I don't know. Has that been said or not?
I thought he said.
You
guys hear Monday? I thought he said he'd be traveling.
Okay, well then, yeah.
I don't know if this week.
Yeah,
after surgery, but.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if he is this week, that'll only benefit me. So, I hope so.
Yep.
Well, I think it's like, I think I said this yesterday or Monday. I think it was more me getting on the same page with the veteran guys. You know what I mean? They've all been playing together for quite a while, and obviously, you know, this guy, Chad, has been playing here for a long time with Scooter and, you know, Darren. And obviously, Sim's the youngest one, but he's been playing with him for 3 years. So it's kind of me getting on the same page with those guys and, you know, getting that continuity build up.
What have you guys told you about that?
It's loud. You got to deal with crowd noise, and that's really the, you know, the big thing you need to overcome. I mean, obviously, the guys across from you, those are pretty big things to overcome, but it's really, you know, getting in the zone and getting in the flow of the game and then kind of blocking that out and just focusing on your job and responsibilities. Yeah, no, I mean, you want to try to simulate it, but it's hard. A little bit different than the Gophers, yeah.
Mike was saying that it was kind of like playing in front of a bad stereo system, that you need Advil after playing a game.
That's what I heard. A lot of guys say they don't feel well when they come out of there, just because of the crowd noise and getting in their head. And, we'll see. Everything's a learning experience. I'll be there for going there for a couple more years now, so I just got to get used to it. So, yeah. We'll see.
You guys did a great job in the first Viking game here. No sacks for Aaron, and I know that's always a huge priority in any ball game, especially with what the Vikings can provide pressure wise.
Yeah, I mean, we played a pretty good game last time, but that was last time. This is a whole new game, a whole new situation, and you know, I know personally, I'm not really looking back on the last game. I'm kind of paying attention to this one. This is a different team. You know, we're seeing them a month later, so. Last game was last game, and this is now.
For those folks who got here late, how does starting right tackle feel for the rest of the season?
Oh, I mean, I'm excited about it. Excited about the opportunity, and I'm just going to continue to go out there and do what I've been doing the last 5 weeks and just try to play my best and, you know, try to help the team get wins.
Does that certainty help you at all, that you know that you're going to be the guy, or does that not matter at all?
No, I mean, it didn't really matter when I was... When Tausch wasn't on IR, I was still preparing for it, just like I was when I was backing up Chad. I mean, I was just getting ready for anything to happen, and that's kind of the way I went with it.
What have you been told about the Metrodome?
Loud.
I bet you did.
Loud. Gives you headaches. About everything you can hear about it.
Okay. You talking to Cliffy and Tausch about what to expect at all? Or?
Oh, yeah. That's on, Cliffy told me it makes you feel sick if it's if it gets really loud when you leave there. I know Josh has said that too, so, you know, all good things about the noise level.
Well, you've played in loud places before. It's not new for you to play somewhere loud. Well, how do you personally change your game, cope with it, or, you know, make sure that you're...
You know, I just try to focus on the task at hand and not all the, you know, the noise and all that kind of stuff. I try to stay focused and, you know, can't let that stuff rattle you, is really what it comes down to.
It's not like you don't know that place. You've been in there. You've played in there.
Yeah, but I mean, that was with Minnesota, and we put a throttle. Last time I was in there, we beat them 55-0, and that was in their last game ever in the Dome, and that's not even going to compare to what it's going to be on Sunday. So that I can't even use that as a reference point. So,
what's the loudest place in the Big Ten?
By Ohio State. That was pretty loud, but I still think this is going to be louder. So, prepare for something and just expect the worst.
Yeah.
No. Is there any way you can prepare? You just got to go out and do it?
Yeah.
Like
you just kind of got to go out there and just be on the same page. You know what I mean? You got to really be, you know, mentally and, you know, ready to go. And you know, getting that nervous system ready to go and, you know, timing up the snap of the count and getting going, because they're going to be jumping the count. You know, that they're very good at home when they can jump the count and get upfield. So it's just going to be getting off on the count at the right time and, you know, moving the feet and playing ball.
This time last year, Jared Allen had double-digit sacks. These teams seem to find a way. Are they double-teaming him? What's this team's assessment as to what's going on with Allen?
I don't really know. I can't tell you what's going on. I mean, he's a good player. Always has been, always will be a good player, and always a dangerous threat. I know he's had a little bit of a role here the last couple of weeks. I think he's got around four or something like that the last couple of weeks. So I don't think his numbers really relate to what type of player he is, because he's a phenomenal football player. So, I mean, numbers are numbers, but I mean, you'll see him. He's getting pressure on the quarterback. He's doing everything. He's doing his job. And, you know, maybe the quarterback escapes one play and he's not able to get his arm around, but he's making him force up in the pocket. So, no, Jared's a great player.
I know that, you know, you're spending this week thinking about the guy that's going to line up against you, but do your teammates say to you, no, it's crazy. The noise in this place is crazy.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, all the guys that I've talked to, the players said it's going to be, your first time is going to be quite the experience, so get ready. So I'm expecting the worst going in there. That's kind of the way I'm looking at it. I expected it to be as loud as I could possibly imagine it. So
do you go into this mentally saying, I may have to take a peek inside to watch the ball if I can't hear Aaron in the shotgun or something like that?
Well, I mean, it's all silent count if that's how we're going to do it, and just kind of got to time up the center and how we do things. So, I mean, we'll see. We'll just see.